All right. Okay, good evening, everybody. And thank you for coming. All right. Well, that guy must already died and went to heaven. Right. Okay. All right, very briefly, your attention, please. Just to open the proceedings. So first of all, we offer a general thanks to all those who helped and assisted. You know, we thank everyone individually, but there's just no time for that. But the but really, always appreciated. This evening is we're doing important work here, doing what God left unfinished since the 6 days of creation. Doing holy work over here, and the source of the evening should be dedicated to the Aliyas HaNeshama of my mother, who died just 6 months ago. She was, Shiduchim was her thing, that she was. I think many of you in this room, you know, may have gone to her for Shiduchim. Some of you were her Talmidos in Tag. I was just thinking this morning, this being her big mitzvah, and I was reminded that the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos, God gave us Tariag mitzvahs, heavy load. You know why? Because all you need to do is get one mitzvah right to earn your Chelek Olam Haba. So he gave you 613 different ones. Out of one of them, you'll have your favorite mitzvah that you could really throw yourself into. And that was, Shiduchim was my mother's thing. And then I remembered another thing, that I'd long forgotten about, but it came back to me this morning. Rav Chaim Vital wrote a book about how to attain Ruach HaKodesh. And amongst the many things, I said, it's not exactly four easy steps, but amongst the many things that he writes there is that you should have one mitzvah you do right, right? Behidur, you should do everything right, but one mitzvah you excel at, and then the malach that's connected that mitzvah will come and teach you things. And that could really help. If only that malach could come, you have that one mitzvah, and the malach could come and tell you who your basher is. Right, but like I said, that's not four easy steps. But just a quick thought for this evening before we start with the first segment, which is the speed dating. A quick thought of, why it's called Catch the Fish. The idea that it's in the month of Adar, Mazel Dagim. The Gemara tells us that when Haman threw the lots and it came out on Adar, he was very happy. Right, he thought this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Mazel Dagim, fish swallow. I'm going to swallow the Jewish people. And the Gemara said that that's only half of the picture. He didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born then. He didn't realize that there are fish that swallow and there are fish that get swallowed. That's Dagim, two different types of fish. The whole message of Purim is that you might think Haman and the Jewish people before they saw the miracle of Purim had the same perspective. There's only one right way, right? And the other one is, and the other way is the wrong way. And of course, Amalek, he thinks that way and he always bets on the wrong way, right? And the Jewish people thought also, Haman's Pur was right on, but we don't celebrate Pur. Al Kekremeu Purim, Al Shema Pur. We celebrate Purim, right? It's not just, the whole message of the Nafok was that there's not just one right way. Right? And that's a great discovery of life. You think, the neshama is right, the body's wrong, right? But it's not that way. The Zohar says the neshama and body, they have a marriage-type relationship, right? The adversity and yet how they reconcile and work together. That's the idea of, the whole idea of kefel, right? Of getting double is not to have more of the same. There's one set and there's a whole nother set they enjoy in discovering, right? So, guf and neshama, men and women, the good times and the hard times, right? The hard times also. The Medrash Rabbah says, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, by each day it says, Varokim Kitov. So was good. Comes to the end of the sixth day, and we're almost done, guys. Right? Comes to the end of the sixth day, Varokim Kosharasa, Vine Tobon. It's very good. All sounds very good. So Medrash Rabbah is interested by that. All sounds very good. Good, now very good. So it says the Medrash Rabbah, good, that's life. Very good, that's death. Right? Good, right? That's Gan Eden. Very good, that's Gehenna. Right? Et cetera, et cetera. Good is, Tova, Tov mode is the Isurin. So the Sfarim explain, there's not just one way to serve God. You don't just serve God with the good. You also serve Him by how you contend with the hard times. That, if you take it, you know, and you take it with emuna and bitachon. So that's how you convert the hard times into good, and you make schar off the hard times also by taking it with emuna and bitachon and simcha. So you, that's how you convert the ra to tov. So that's how you get tov mode, because the good that is easily identifiable as good, that already exists. God already created that. We're looking for the tov ma'od. And that's why facing these things that we don't think are so good and realizing that they are for our good. Right? So one last connection on this. You know, the Medrash Rabbah says that Esther reigned over 127 Medinas. Why? She was a great-granddaughter of Sarai Meir. They lived 127 years. It's the connection. You know, the first, Shidduch, Yitzchak and Rivka, recorded in Parshas Chayesara. After we talk about, you know, honoring, you know, it was the first Leviathan in recorded history, giving honor to the body. For 20 generations, they just threw the body out when it was expired. Right, the first honorable, you know, there was a hesped, and there was a funeral, and a kavura. That's in Chayesara. Because we realize the body is holy also. There's the Kedusha in the opposite, not just the thing that's obviously good. There's a thing that's not obviously good. And that's why, that's where Shidduchim come in. That's why it's in the same parsha. And for those who know their Maseches Kedusha, and how you know Kedusha Kesef, Kicha Kicha Mizdei Efra. Right? You guys can explain it to the girls, right? Mm-hmm. So no, I just want to speed any questions. So and so where was she buried? Ma'oras HaMachpelah, Kefel. That's the lesson of Purim. And that's why Esther, being a descendant of Sarai Menu, right, that, you know, you might think you know what's right and the way it ought to be, and everything else is wrong or not right. And that cheshbon of what might be right may be true. But you got to open your mind that there are other ways and other possibilities. Open your mind to other possibilities, and that's where you find the very good. There's the good that you know, and that's the Tov. You want to find the Tov Ma'od. Right, which you could get, you know, with the Azer Kenegdo, in a way, some way similar, some way oppositional. That's where the Tov Ma'od is. When you open your mind to more possibilities, may not be the way you just think it ought to be. There are other ways. That's where you find your Tov Ma'od. That's where you find your Kefil. All right, guys, get to work. Speed dating. Move. All right.